You know, we have such a lovely number of our Zoroastrian Baba lovers here today. And it makes me think of how once Baba said, because, you know, this has not, it's not a small thing, has not been a small thing for us right from the start, because Baba was born in a Zoroastrian community. And the Zoroastrian community have been very aggressive about it at the time. So my poor mother, meaning my father, I guess, but my poor mother, because she felt, she was a woman, she used to be a belle of the society, middle-class society of our time in Pune. She used to grace every function of weddings, parties, engagements, and this. But then, because of Baba, when he left home, and then now he's in Mehrabad, who does he think he is? So when she was still gone, not knowing, she was exiled in a way. It was a silent exile for her, when they would leave her out of everything. So if she would, when she would enter, there would be complete silence. And then they would say, his mother. His mother, you know, things that would go on like that. And we have seen that band of Zoroastrians, mostly Iranis, those that had migrated from Persia the same time as my family had, ancestors, but you know, they were very, very strong about it. And they even, I have a letter from mother to Baba, her son, dated 1926-28, in which she addresses Baba so respectfully. You know, this is a revelation, finding these old letters of a particular year when mother used to write to her son, Merwan, Baba as we call, was in Mehrabad, and she would address him as Tame, not Tu, with such respect as a child would address his mother, but not a mother addressing the child. And then she would put before him any suggestions or problems or conversation or whatever, and then she would end up with saying, but of course, whatever you want to do. In one letter she says, that means she has accepted him long before we knew that she had accepted him. She said, like you said, I have given up all medication now. I only apply your udi, which means the ashes from the thuni. And I just can't believe it. But in one letter she said that our enemies, we used to call them the opposition group. And you see, you have to know our times, our ways of living, our mode of life. You don't change houses, you don't change towns. I mean, we were in that same house, in that same alley, in that same area for years. So that, you know, we're right there. And these people who are harassing mother, they're a community that they somehow congregate together. So they were in our neighborhood. Not in the alley, but on the Dastur Mehr Road, and at the end of the alley. You know, they were there all the time. So in one letter she says to Baba, to her son, she says, you know, the other day, they, means this community, they plied the inspector who lives in our mullah, means alley, with drink, although he is not a drunkard as such. But they plied him with a lot of drink, and they let him loose in our house. They, you know, pushed him into our house. And he went straight up to your old father, straight up to your poor father, and to beat him. But obviously, he didn't touch, because my father, knowing my father, he probably didn't even blink an eye, and probably just looked at him. But he stopped. But then he showered him with the vilest abuse. And she said in her letter, how long am I to endure this? How long are we to suffer this? I was very happy to know that, because when I've been talking about those times, I thought maybe over the years my mind has magnified, maybe I'm exaggerating or whatever. Anyway, ultimately, the children of these people, more so the daughters-in-law, sons-in-law, nephews, nieces, all became Baba lovers, such staunch Baba lovers. They are there among the volunteers in Guru Prasad and the banners. Anytime there's a Baba program, but my mother just missed them. It was not in her destiny to see that. But to see that my mother, acknowledged, I thought it all began from 1937, because that's the time in Nasik when Baba's birthday was celebrated publicly. There were thousands before him. In front of them all, my mother washed Baba's feet, her son's feet. Others followed then, but she first laid it with milk and water, rose water and honey, that kind of traditional washing of the feet. But if you declare in public who your son is if you're doing that.
So word got back from Nasik to the community in Pune? This was in Nasik?
Yes. No, that community was much later.
No, but I mean word got back of
your mother's. You see, what they would say was, we have seen him go to school. We have seen him play cricket in the alley. We have seen him fly kites. We have seen him, and then they would say, it's true, he was different. But and his voice. They would immediately say, oh, his voice. His voice was so beautiful. And this, the one who was the head of the opposition group, we have heard of her saying, not directly, but I've heard that she has said that when Baba would sing the Munajat, just like my father used to sing in the house, his singing voice would come through the little window of our kitchen, the little transom that was there. So she said when she was cooking, making breakfast, it was early morning, she would stop. And the milk would sometimes boil over, the egg would be harder than she had planned, and things like that. And then when the voice, singing voice, stopped, she would suddenly realize, and she would grumble, and she would, you know, she would think of him a lot, but she was mad at him. So they said, how can he be that, you know? Who does he think he is? Zoroastra or something? But then, you see, my father, my uncles, my father's brother, all of them had seen Baba go to school. All of them had seen him play cricket in the alley with, you know, impromptu game. All of them had seen what they had seen. And they all accepted Baba, the relatives, this time, this advent. I feel very happy about that. But these they were so... But then, my thinking that not long ago, that was every time when a Zoroastrian has come to Baba, not so much now as in the earlier years, it's been a great, you know, feeling of joy for him. And so one day Baba was seated in his room on the bed with his feet on that little cushion, and Baba said, and it was not only just his bedroom, it's his room where, and some talk came up about Parsis, Zoroastrians, Iranis, and Baba said, don't worry, they'll all come. And even he made room, like from every corner, they will all come. And now we see. In fact, when Baba dropped his body, the 7 days when Baba was resting in the crib, and they would come. We would only go once or twice a day to be with Baba when everybody would stop, because now he was for the world. We could not just have him to ourselves. So we went twice and we allowed all the others. But once when we were going, I saw someone bowing down at the threshold. And when he got up, I couldn't believe it. He was one of the Iranis himself, that old one, who was so aggressive towards Baba. There to see his head on the threshold of Baba's samadhi was something.